Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome back to your weekly dose of What Fulfills You. If it's your first time here, my name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's solo episode, I'm going to be diving into the topic of the mindset shift that you need to have to build the life you really want for yourself. And this topic came to mind for two reasons. Number one, I recently spoke to a listener, and shout out to you, Emily, if you're listening. And as I always tell you guys, I love connecting with you all. And if and when you DM me, I usually respond back. So don't be a stranger. But in that conversation, I learned a bit about what a average, typical 24-year-old is navigating. And I would also say that the questions that she had and the topics that she brought up is quite on par with a lot of people, even in their late 20s. And I want to reiterate that everyone navigates different parts of life very differently and on a very different timeline, pretty much after college. I think after college, or if you choose to go that path, most people after 23, give or take, start to deviate on what kind of path they go on. And some people figure it out kind of earlier on in their 20s, and some people well into their 30s are literally still figuring it out when it comes to the fundamentals. I think ultimately we will always be figuring out different parts of our life as we go. I think that's just kind of an obvious one. But the fundamentals, like career direction and financial stability and location and friends and like those basic fundamentals, yeah, we're all going to hit that at different points. And I would say another catalyst for why I realized this topic would be really helpful is because I was chatting with an old friend, and she's a friend from high school, and she just moved to New York and spoke about pretty much this topic about figuring out the life that she wants for herself, having some resentment for her mom because she went into accounting and just basically created a life based on the desire of her parents. And I think that's also a relatively common path that people find themselves on and might be feeling the resentment now. Or maybe you are more like me and you kind of just did what you wanted and realized that you would rather take the heat than to feel resentful later. So that was personally my path. But I realized that it's not always natural or rocket science for everyone to have the mentality to just be like, okay, this is the life that I want. This is the kind of lifestyle. These are the values. This is my dream. This is the picture I have. Not everyone has that. And I understand that. And I would say that has been one of my strongest skills over the past 8-9 years, which is being really clear about the life that I want for myself. And as I shared with the listener, Emily, about what made me kind of be this way, especially in my early 20s, I'm not going to quote it exactly, but I think I said something along the lines of how your desire for an expansive life, your desire for a full life, has to be more than your fear of the what if. Right? And when I think back on my mentality, my mindset, the self-talk I had when I was navigating different fears, for example, leaving my corporate job to then go on and start my own marketing agency and have a podcast, all of those things, I simply reminded myself that this is not a life or death situation. You know, Emily, like that was my self-talk. Worst case scenario, you can always go back and get a salary job again. It is not the end of the world, you know? And I shared that with this listener as well in thinking about my decisions and the risks that I have taken, especially in my early 20s when I'm certainly a lot more fearless and certainly have that mindset like I have nothing to lose, right? Like I have nothing I'm attached to. Like I can, you know, do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
I talked myself through that many times about how the things that I might be scared of are reversible. And I think sometimes we forget that. That the decisions that we make, let's say it's a move or it's a job change or, you know, something that is very relevant to you, that's just like very based around you. A lot of the times you can kind of just reverse that and go back to your old life. Now, as I say that, I think about other things that has come up in my life that are maybe quote unquote less reversible or not as simple. And one of those being relationships. When you end a relationship or you start a new relationship, those are obviously different and it's tricky. And I have personally been in two relationships. I mean, you can kind of say three, but like the second one that I was in, that I don't even know if I would really count it. I wrote about it on a Substack post recently, but I would say essentially I mainly had two relationships when it comes to like, you know, kind of like normal, serious relationships. And they are hard, you know, it has amazing moments and it also has its hard moments. And I think like a lot of things in life, anything worth having takes a lot of work. It takes commitment, it takes dedication, it takes a growth mindset, in my opinion. And that's something I obviously have not, quote unquote, hit the nail on the head yet, in that I'm not married with a life partner. I'm not at that stage of my life. And that is honestly for me like perfectly okay. I've never had an attachment to when I accomplish one of those things, or, you know, if I do at all, right? Like, you know, I think certain things you can't fully plan so much for because it also involves other factors that are outside of you. But when it comes to the end of a relationship and navigating that change, similarly, my mindset goes, I think, two parts. I mean, at this point in my life now, I often remind myself that what like the hardest breakup to this day is, and just like the hardest life change and transition, was when I was 20 thus far. Like I experienced just a really, really difficult time at the age of 20. And I knew that one day I would be grateful for it because it really trained me to deal with other things that were not as difficult. I knew that I would have the strength to handle it because I went through what I did back then. So that built a lot of trust in myself. But I also, aside from that, aside from like knowing I've been through really, really hard times, I also remind myself that I had a life existing before these people. And this is especially a self-talk I have now in my 20s because my life is a bit more established compared to when I was in college, right? So this self-talk is very much a reminder of the investments I have made in myself over the years, from my literally like my self-care to my career to my financial stability. Like I have built a life for myself so that anyone that comes in is just a very nice addition. And it's not to say that I don't seek to be able to rely on someone. I certainly do. However, on the healthy side, I also am really aware that if a relationship ending happens, not only have I been through very hard ones, but I also was living before they were around. But all that to say, you have to remind yourself that at the end of the day, you have amazing people that support you and love you and want the best for you. And at the same time, you really have to take care of yourself by putting yourself first and by putting your desires and your needs first. And this really applies at any stage of life, to be honest. Like, it's funny enough, Emma Greed talks about that, right? Like, start with yourself. And she's saying that as a mom. And of course, everyone's going to have mixed opinions about it. But I think if you really think about it, like that saying, you have to put your oxygen mask on first. It really applies to everything in life. You have to put on your own oxygen mask, right? So if you are pursuing a career right now that you started a couple years ago, in part because of your parents and what they said, sit with it and ask yourself, do you feel happy about it? Is there something you would rather do? And the backlash that you might get from parents for whatever that may be, are you willing to live through the backlash in exchange for your own feeling of fulfillment and alignment and feeling most like yourself? Because this applies across the board. You're going to have to disappoint people, from family to friends to even partner. You're going to have to disappoint people in order to be happy with yourself, in order to be happy with your life and the decisions that you're making. And I see it so often nowadays that people are kind of going through the motions in life and not really taking themselves out of the day-to-day and looking themselves in the mirror and asking, what kind of life do I really want? Like, how can I become more clear about that? People get this confused that when I say something like this, I'm trying to say, like, figure out your life. You got to have it figured out. And even when I recently went back to my high school to speak at Career Day, I noticed that that tends to be this tendency of the way they think about things, that they have to have everything figured out. I did not have everything figured out. And I still don't have it all figured out, right? Again, I would say a very clear example that I currently don't have yet is, you know, a long-term life partner and like someone that I'm building with. And I absolutely trust like that will come, like at the time that it aligns with me, like that will happen. I'm not stressed about it. However, I think that's also a great example of something that I'm clear on. Going back to the listener, what she said to me is like, you seem to be very clear about your direction in life and what you want in life. And yeah, I as I say that out loud, like I have become really clear about it because I know life is short. Like, I'm not going to get this time back. And I can sit around in my hometown of 8,000 people and I can complain about life being this way and life being that way and not having this and not having that and wishing my life was A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Or I could just go and fucking do it. Or I could just go and become the person that embodies those things, right? I can't tell you the countless times I wished I had the physique I have now. And trust me, I still want improvement in my physique. I would still like more muscle and to be more toned and to be even more strong. But also, I certainly can't get there by just sitting here and talking about it, right? So that same thing goes like, okay, in the future, I want to build with someone. I want to have a partner that shares the similar values as me, that has a similar lifestyle and similar aspirations, has a similar vision in life, a zest for life. Okay, awesome. I'm really clear on that. Well, to get towards that, I personally look at it as, number one, am I embodying those things? Because I believe you only attract the things that you are. You are a mirror to what you bring into your life. So am I embodying those things? I will literally audit myself like, okay, am I staying active? Like, that's a lifestyle component. Where am I traveling to? How am I spending my money? How am I saving my money? How am I living? Like, what kind of home? Like, all of these small little details, I just put it back into me and who I am and how I'm showing up. And naturally, kind of like law of attraction, for example, if I'm looking for a partner that is active or embodies an active lifestyle, and then I am doing the same thing, whether that's like playing tennis frequently, or I join a run club, or I'm at the gym, I have a higher probability of running into that kind of guy in those environments, at least just on that front alone. Obviously, there's other factors I would need, but just on that front alone, I'm going to have a higher likelihood of running into him because I'm doing those things, because I am embodying the qualities that I am looking for. Another thought that just came to me, I realized like some people will say, I don't even know exactly what I want. Like, I don't even have that kind of clarity. And this is where I would push back just a little bit. I'm not going to dismiss the idea that some people like quite literally don't know what they want. I get it. Or like, it's still kind of up in the air. Maybe you want a lot of different things and you can't narrow it down. I think there are plenty of different ways you can test yourself to narrow it down. I certainly have done different ways. I've done like, okay, like a process of elimination. Okay, if I didn't have this in my life, could I survive? And I would switch it out with other things. And on the other hand, I would say that from my own observation, one of the reasons why people, probably especially women more so than men, find it harder to get clear on what kind of life they want is because they get shy. Us women tend to get shy on claiming the life that we want. Throughout time, whether it's programming through parents or society or something you just observed and then you copied, like somewhere along the way, you might have been scared or taught to be fearful of being very clear and assertive about what kind of life you want. I certainly was, there was an attempt to talk me out of being this decisive about the lifestyle I wanted and the life that I wanted. And this came from a parent. And I believe a little bit through people I had dated, but I would ask myself questions like, would I trade places with the person that is disagreeing with me? Would I trade places or switch lives with the person that is trying to tell me, oh, you shouldn't be this way, or you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't want that? That's a serious question. And that isn't to, again, dismiss anyone for their opinion and their advice towards me, at least. But that's the way I get clear on the words and the thoughts that enter my mind. Obviously, what people say, especially a parent, what they say can still affect you. And it usually does, right? But it becomes a muscle that you train. It becomes a practice that you do. Every time you hear that, you filter it through that question. You filter it through so that you don't get lost and then you hit this analysis paralysis for what you should do with your life. By the way, there is no shoulds. It's just simply, what do you want? What makes sense to you? What would make you feel better when you go to sleep at night? What would light you up when you wake up, right? And, you know, I'm talking like not holding back from even saying it out loud, not holding back from acknowledging the life that you want for yourself. I'll give you guys a funny example. I was on the phone with my best guy friend of like 6-7 years now. We met each other at my first and only corporate job, and he is like the friend that I will call. Like, it's just, we're always having a funny conversation. We are both just like severely delusional in the funniest way because we are such great friends and we have like a really funny sense of humor. All that to say, in our conversation, he was talking about this, you know, topic, and was relating to like dating and relationships. And then he had brought up this concept of a yacht and like jokingly was like, you know, would the guy that you, you know, end up with, like, would he need a yacht or some shit? And I was like, no, dude, like beyond that, like a guy with a yacht is never going to do it for me. And one of the reasons why, this is the delusional self, I quite literally said, one of the reasons why is because, dude, I can just buy one myself. I will just go buy one myself if I want one. And he goes, do you know how much a yacht is? And I'm like, yeah, like depends on the size and all that, right? And I share that with you guys. Number one, I don't want a yacht. Even if I have the money right now, I don't want a yacht. But secondly, it's simply because, yeah, to a lot of people, saying that you will eventually buy the yacht that most men have to try to impress women, that is delusional to most people and also probably seemingly unrealistic for most people. However, that is the secret. That is quite literally the secret to building the life you really want for yourself, is to name the thing out loud. Again, for me, the yacht isn't it, but my real answer would be like in a dream, audacious world where I have no limitations, I'll name it. You know, I would be living bi-coastal. I would live in New York and Southern California, and I would spend my summers in the south of France and different parts of Europe, and would take it a little bit more slow over there, and I would play tennis a few times a week, and I would have a beautifully designed loft in Tribeca or maybe on the Upper West Side. And as you guys can hear me talk, like I am being very specific, and yet who knows if I will ever reach any of these, right? Maybe, maybe not. But the way I think about it, my mindset goes, who cares? Just name the vision and name the desire out loud, because what's the worst that can happen? You don't end up living the vision that you had. You don't end up reaching your goals. Sometimes it's playing small that keeps you where you're at. Sometimes it's the fact that you do know what you want, but it seems so far-fetched. It seems too far away. It seems too big that you don't end up saying it. I've seen that plenty of times where women do actually kind of know what they want, but where they're at right now, it sounds really far-fetched. And you're doing yourself a disservice by not saying it anyways. It's crazy because it was only a few years ago that I dreamed of living in an apartment that I live in right now, that I dreamed of living in a high rise in New York City. It was just a dream to live in New York in general. It's crazy. I mean, same thing with LA. It was a dream to have a marketing agency. It was a dream to make money as a content creator, to get brand deals. Like, I remember this vividly. And that was just a couple of years ago. Yeah, it's not going to be an overnight thing, right? Like, overnight success is not very common, you know? So you have to be honest with yourself. Like the true honest answer, without limitations, what would that life look and feel like? What would it feel like? Why would it feel that way? And as you sit with that, think about what does that person do on a day-to-day basis to live that life and start to actually live that life, like make that part of your lifestyle. So very small things, playing tennis, going to Pilates in the morning, just always starting with a workout and some movement in the morning. I try to curate my home a certain way. I like to have certain fabrics and certain colors in my house. Like everything I do now was not the case 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It has evolved quite a bit. And it has evolved based on the audacious dreams that I would talk about, the crazy things that do sound far-fetched. And then 5, 10 years later, they end up not being far-fetched because they end up being the reality. And they end up being your reality because you spoke about it. You finally admitted to yourself what it is that you want. And you started to be less sorry about it. You started to be less apologetic about the life that you want for yourself. And that's truly the mindset shift that it takes, being ruthless and relentless about the person that you want to become and the life that comes with it. And I encourage you to also really consider the values that you want to embody more of and how that contributes to the life that you want to live. Because when you show up in those values and you embody it, you naturally attract the people that want to be around that energy more and want to be around those values more, but you naturally attract the energy, the vibration, the frequency, whatever you believe in, you naturally attract things at that level. And I'm not going to sit here and say that this is easy and that that's like just all you do, that this is some manifestation woo-woo. But it is something that you have the power to make a choice in. You have the power to wake up and quite literally change your life. You have the power to change the trajectory of your life, no matter where you came from, no matter your life situation, no matter the cards you were dealt. You have the power, but it is up to you to choose that for yourself. That was all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I really went on a solo rant, and this one was very much packed with my genuine thoughts, my raw thoughts on building a life that you want for yourself. You all deserve to live and breathe your dream life. And I hope you all know you are very capable, but the person that has to believe in it the most is you. Thank you again for tuning into today's episode, and I will chat with you all in the next one.